except tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I can. Run rage. Nothing you can do.
Walked up to the road rage. We're back. You told me you did post the top 40, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I assume there'll be a lead front page on it, and some of that stuff takes some time, so that'll probably be up tomorrow or something.
Yeah, it's on the homepage. It's on the homepage and our page.
Oh, cool.
A look.
See that? Look at that. I don't know how Kelly gets all that stuff done, honestly. It'd probably take me 2 weeks. But in any case, it apparently is up there, and we've not even run through it yet. I want to run through it, and I want to start talking about those teams. College football is coming. I want to start breaking down all those teams, tell you why I put them where I did, whether I'm having any second thoughts, whether spring football changed anything. It did not in my mind. And we'll get to some of that conversation maybe today, definitely tomorrow. We'll also have several interviews tomorrow and Friday this week, including our friend Mick Mixon from the Carolina Panthers and our friend D'Orlando Ledbetter on the Atlanta Falcons and what they're going to do. I want to get back to talking about Clemson receivers in a minute, though. But before I do that, I'm going to get to my good friend Dave in Simpsonville on the Vibe Broadband Communication phone lines. Dave, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. Happy Coach K Day to you. I know this will become a national holiday because he's been around as long as anything. So mark this day on our calendars because we'll have, you know, I'm going to have Polish sausage and might have a little sauerkraut and the cake and, you know, hip, hip hooray and wear blue. And I'll play devil with the blue dress on. You know, that's going to be his theme song. You know, think about the state of North Carolina college basketball right now, where the two most winning basketball coaches retire. Basically, you know, Kay's not going to retire till next year, but he's hanging it up, you know, and then Roy's already hung it up. And so, you know, it's amazing to see two iconic figures leave roughly about the same time, because that is going to change the complexity or the complexion for years to come, because, you know, you got to figure that they kind of both got chased out because of this one and done thing. They just, you know, they're more teachers than they are just, you know, sitting on the sidelines, or at least they were in their younger days. And so right now they're having to change their whole methodology. And I just don't know that they felt like that they were in their minds young enough to do it and keep up with these kids and all. But, you know, when you mentioned Kay's coaching tree, I went in and I started thinking, okay, who are those guys? And so you got to think of Tommy Amaker, right? He's still coaching. Johnny Dawkins, I don't know if he's still coaching. I thought he was out at Stanford.
Yeah.
But he got kind of a bad rap.
Well, Jahowski, Quinn Snyder, you know.
Right. Now, Snyder, isn't he doing NBA?
Yeah. And look, probably your best option from a K and Duke tree standpoint would be Mike Bray at Notre Dame, but the problem there is that Notre Dame, there's a lot of talk last year about firing him, so
yeah.
There is none. There are no candidates. There are no candidates from that coaching tree that have proved themselves worthy of that job. And again, that, in all honesty, as you evaluate Mike Krzyzewski's historical resume, that part of it is a fail.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's kind of like, you know, Roy. You know, you got to go back and you look at history, basically, and, you know, you try to find the person that's going to take over for him, and did they pick the right guy? And again, being a Clemson fan, I could care less. I'm hoping that Clemson finally finds a way to be more consistent against both of these guys, you know, since both of these teams, since these guys have retired. You know, so maybe this gives us an opportunity to kind of make a little bit of headway. But, you know, I'll leave you with this.
Hey, Dave, one more thought before you get your final thought in. You know, another thing that might have affected Krzyzewski far more than it affected Williams is that during Krzyzewski's tenure, this league has changed from a basketball first league where he was king to a football first league. And he never liked that element.
You know, that's very interesting you said that because of the way that the ACC back in the day, back in the 70s, back in the 80s, you know, with the Jefferson Pilot, the ACC was the marquee league. And, you know, when you won that conference, North Carolina, Maryland, NC State, Duke, typically, you know, you were going to go far in the NCAA tournament, and you were going to make a lot of headway. You know, even throwing Virginia in there with Ralph Sampson. But I think you're right. Since it's gotten watered down with the Big East, which I think was the worst thing that this conference could have done, but they had to out of necessity to keep up with the SEC. I think bringing the Big East in has kind of affected the way this league is looked at, and you know, we're beating up on each other, so we're not getting the consistent strong team to go into the NCAA and make a major run in the tournament anymore. So no, I think
he was king, Dave. You know, Dave.
Yeah,
he was king. He was king of the ACC. It was a basketball driven league with intense historical basketball rivalries and a close-knit proximity, and he was the king of all of it. Well, he's not the king anymore. You know, he's more like the Joker at times. He's definitely not the king. Dabo Swinney is the king of this league now, and this league is not a basketball-first league anymore. It is a football-first league. That's inarguable. And that transformation is something I don't think Krzyzewski was ever in favor of.
Right. So let me ask you this. Because of the fact that the ACC has turned into football first, obvious answer, cap the obvious here, the football playoff, you know, has that taken some of the luster away from the NCAA tournament? Because of the Final Four and now the possibility of expanding the football playoff, has that taken some of the luster away from, you know, from ACC basketball, obviously, and then the NCAA tournament?
You know, maybe to an extent, but the NCAA tournament is still the biggest moneymaker, and it's still an enormous deal. And so it may be to an extent, but I just think from a regular season standpoint, from a ACC construction standpoint, this league has changed a lot on Mike Krzyzewski, and I don't think he's ever been behind the type of change that he's faced. And furthermore, during that time period, he lost control of his own league. He lost control of his own league to Virginia. Virginia became the team that was the dominant regular season team, even the dominant ACC tournament team in the last, you know, 6-7 years. And as you said, he isn't comfortable. He tried to go the one and done route. You know, I think that was the first sign that maybe he was fading, because it's not the historical way he would have done things. It was sort of like a desperate reach to try and cling to some success. And as that has failed him time and time again, I think he's just decided that he isn't right for this game anymore and maybe this league anymore. And I think he's right in that assumption.
Well, you know, with this one and done stuff, you know, you almost have to be smarmy, you know, kind of have a little bit of, you know, of an oil slick on you, you know, to, because you're almost dealing with unsavories, because now you're competing for that, you know, for that 11th and 12th grader to come to you for that one time, for that one year. And so you might be doing things that you would not normally do. And maybe you're right. Maybe Kay and Roy just, you know, they're, we can say all we want to about them and how they act on the court and how they intimidate, but, you know, they were successful, you know, coaches and are. And so, you know, maybe they did do things the right way and they didn't want to be characterized into that kind of stuff. I'll leave you with this, and I'd love to hear your take on it. The one true great basketball mind that has come out of Duke with Coach K, in my opinion, is Jay Billis. Because I do love listening to Jay when he does his basketball analyst analysis when he's out doing, you know, the games and stuff, because I do think he's really good. And so I know he would never coach, but that is the one true basketball mind that I feel like has come off of Jay. And, Walt, hey, thanks for letting me go on so long.
Yeah, thank you, David. Yeah, great job. You know, it's an interesting name. Now, from Billis's standpoint, I think Billis has it made, and I don't think he has any desire to be the subject of scrutiny as a head coach. You know, he from a basketball media world standpoint, you know, he's at the top of the hierarchy. You know, he's sort of he really has it made, and he doesn't face that scrutiny, and he doesn't face prospects of being fired. So I don't think that that he would surrender the position he's in now to go and take over what might be a program in decline. I don't foresee it. It's an interesting notion though, and I don't disagree that from a basketball knowledge standpoint, he probably knows as much as any of those other players that have wound up in the coaching industry and have, in most cases, from a Duke standpoint, from a Krzyzewski tree standpoint, failed. I just don't think he's going to be willing to risk what he has, because he's sort of in a no-lose situation, highly compensated. You know, as I said, doesn't face the scrutiny over wins and losses and the associated risks within. So I don't foresee it, but I do think it's an interesting suggestion. It's an interesting name. It's, you know, if you ask me, could Jay Billis be a better basketball coach than say Don Shire? I would say, yeah. I mean, I don't even know what you have to judge John Shire on. The only thing that anybody can judge John Shire on right now is that he's not one of those other proven Duke losers. That's what the texter's point was before. I can't find the text, but that was his point. The gist of his point was the best thing about Shire is he's not one of those other Duke losers. He's not one of these guys who have left the nest and going out and proving to be fails. So, yeah, I think there's something to that. So I give you credit, Texter, even though I can't find your text. I know you said it. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. Look, I don't care what the occasion. The perfect way to express yourself is with a beautiful gift from Turner's Jewelers. They have a sparkling selection of rings, diamonds, watches, earrings, necklaces, so much more. Whatever your occasion, you'll find gorgeous jewelry to warm a heart at Turner's. Amazing jewelry choices, silver, diamonds, gold, precious stones. It's always the right time to give a gift so remember forever. If it's time to pop the question, Mark and staff have the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. No one is remotely close. They have something in every price range, and they're all in stock. You can see them right now. You don't need an appointment to see diamonds later. Turner's isn't a chain. It's privately owned. It's a special place. And they have special jewelry, special people helping you, and it's for special people like yourselves. Show your school spirit with university charms from the Turner's Jewelers Collection.
Choose Turners for your wedding jewelry. Nobody says I do like they do at Turners. They even have silicone tiger paw wedding bands, a family tradition of incredible service for 60 years in the upstate. Turners also custom designs and creates unique pieces of jewelry every single day in-house using 3D CAD technology. They're experts at it. They've been doing it for a million years. If you want a one-of-a-kind piece, if you can draw it up on a napkin, Turners can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. Turners will also pay premium prices for your old gold or silver, so go see them. Choose a truly special gift they'll treasure forever. Crafted and given with love, Turners Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca, or shop for gift options online at turnersjewelers.com. Turners Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. You will thank me later. I want to talk a little more about the Clemson receivers when we get back.
Dads, always there for us through all the bumps in the road, whatever we put them through. To the ones who've given so much to us, we say, Happy Father's Day, Dads. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
This week at Ingles, select varieties 48-ounce Mayfield Selects ice cream or yogurt, 2 for $6. Select varieties 12-count Waterloo sparkling water, 2 for $7. And assorted 2-count durable and absorbent huge roll Laurelin paper towels, $2.98 each. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best Darn Garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
Nothing beats the first bite of a Cajun filet biscuit, except the second first bite. Get two Cajun filet biscuits for just $5 at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
Ron Burgundy here with a quick reminder for why it's a good idea to always wear your seatbelt. I've thrown away a lot of money in my life on pretty dumb things. I bought a hippopotamus once. I bargained the guy down from $10,000 to $800. Of course, it's possible he never owned a hippo in the first place. So I know what it's like to stupidly throw money away, which is what you're risking every time you don't wear your seatbelt. Wear your gosh darn seatbelts, folks. And tune in to Season 4 of the Ron Burgundy Podcast on June 3rd.
Paid for by NHTSA.
If you or someone you know has been unable to work full-time and has been dealing with a veteran's disability case or TDIU claim on their own for several years and has received a hearing notice, it still isn't too late to get a lawyer for your case. Let's improve your chance of victory with your case today with a team at Thompson & King. They know veterans law. It's never too late to know more about your case and be as prepared as possible. Call Thompson & King at 864-222-2022 or visit ThompsonKing.com and let us help you. Memorial Day is the unofficial beginning of summer, and Craft Stove Store and Patio is fully stocked and ready with the best America has to offer in outdoor furniture. Enjoy the summer season with new patio porch or outdoor furniture with Craft Stove Store and Patio's Memorial Day sale this weekend. Don't miss out on the sale of the season. They are even open all Memorial Day Monday. Craft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Got tingles whittled from the bone of Cain. With a little drop of poison in her red, red blood. She need a way to turn around the bend. She said, I want to walk away and start over again.
There are things I've done I can't erase. I want to look in the mirror and see another face. I said never, but I'm doing it again.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage, we are back. You know, an interesting text a moment ago, and that was from Dexter. It's from The Grinch. And he writes, Walt, compare Bobby Knight's coaching tree to Coach K's. Think it is similar thoughts. Well, look, first of all, I think it's a really good question. I don't think it's similar and for one primary reason, and that's Krzyzewski himself. Because Krzyzewski is part of Bobby Knight's tree. So automatically, Bobby Knight's tree is going to be better than Krzyzewski's tree because Krzyzewski doesn't have his own Krzyzewski, if you follow what I'm saying. I mean, Knight has Krzyzewski as the biggest part of his coaching tree, and that's about as big a piece as he can get. Now, he also has Chris Beard, and Beard is obviously done pretty well for himself. So, and then there's some negative elements too, positive and negative. Dave Bliss had coaching success. He's also a despicable maggot of a human being who was the architect of one of the worst scandals in all of sports history. So he's part of that tree, one that you're not exactly proud of. And there have been some other guys. Mike Davis has had some success in his career. Don DeVoe, Jim Cruz, the old Evansville coach. I would say that Bobby Knight's coaching tree much more successful than Mike Krzyzewski's. Because again, Mike Krzyzewski can't point to a single guy. I guess Mike Bray would be the best of the bunch. But as I said, Notre Dame seems, I don't want to say intent on firing him. Let's just suffice it to say that the potential firing of Mike Bray has been a subject that has been broached often in Notre Dame circles the last year or so. So there's that. Mario said Billis was Kay's assistant too before the offseason lawyer had taken Vitale's place as lead color analyst. Yeah, no, it's true. That's true. But again, I would be shocked if Billis was willing to give up his TV media gig to try and follow in Krzyzewski's shoes. Again, you know, I got somebody who wrote me and said, Coach K wants somebody that's not going to be good, not going to be as good, so he can be the best in Duke history. That's from Texter 901. There might be something to that. There might be something to that. I don't know. I don't know. In any case, look, to give the devil his due, in the all-time basketball hierarchy, he certainly has a seat at the table. You know, again, here's something, Ramona, you may not know. I used to like Mike Krzyzewski.
No, I think you've said that you used to like him.
Yeah, I used to root for Duke. You know, in those games against Vegas.
For Duke.
And, yeah, in those games against Vegas and such, you know, back in that time frame, I rooted for Krzyzewski. I rooted for Duke. But over the years, I came to... Well, hate them. And I didn't hate them because of their continuous success, because quite honestly, they were a constant sort of a source of amusement for me, because there were a whole bunch of ridiculous fails in there. The type of fails that Roy Williams hadn't had in his career until this year. And that was even different. But, I mean, there was plenty of losing in recent years, and losing in embarrassing fashion. So it's not, I did not turn on Duke and Krzyzewski because they were perennial winners. And so I hated all the winning. No.
Nay, nay.
No, I turned on him because he became, as I said earlier, all the things he protested against. And it became more and more clear what a disingenuous phony he was to me. And again, if you're not familiar with the Dylan Brooks handshake line story in relation to Mike Krzyzewski, you should go look it up. But suffice it to say, he got caught in a lie. You know, he ventured where he shouldn't have. In fact, I'll tell it. After Oregon upset Duke and in the aftermath of the game, in the post-game handshake off, with about a minute or a minute and a half left, Dylan Brooks fired up a three and it went in. Now, remember, Duke has historically run up the score on teams in the tournament at all times. Every chance they could, they have run up the score. This was just a kid playing basketball. It was just a kid playing the game, you know, living his best life, helping his team upset Duke in the NCAA tournament. And in the post-game handshake aisle, Mike Krzyzewski decided it was incumbent upon him to discipline Dylan Brooks. Now, first off, he has no business venturing down that road at all with the player on the other side. None. He should be doing nothing but congratulating him. But he's such a poor loser that he couldn't even do that with dignity and class. And so he lectured Dylan Brooks and told him, you're better than that, that you shouldn't be taking that shot. And Dylan Brooks in the post game acknowledged it. He said, you know, Coach K is right. I really shouldn't have been doing that. Coach K was asked about it and said he didn't know what he was talking about. He said that that all he did was congratulate him. The problem is that, unfortunately for Mike Krzyzewski, everybody has
video.
Audio and video, yeah, and cameras now. And the truth was heard. It was heard. Krzyzewski was heard, seen on video, lecturing Dylan Brooks. So he lied. He lied about a 20-year-old. He lied. If I had been that kid's parents, I'd have been outraged. Instead, he largely walked away from that unscathed. He was never really pressed about what he did and what he said and that whole situation. And quite honestly, it's despicable. Of a leader of young men, the whole thing's despicable. One, the kid was just living his best life, living his dream. Again, this is a guy, disingenuous phony, has run up scores on people a million times. That's not what Oregon was doing. They were just playing the game. And so it's not his place to say anything to an opposing player. It's just not his place. Of a negative vein. But he did. And when Brooks still being the quality kid that he was, says afterward, you know, when he was asked what Coach Krzyzewski told him, and he said, you know, oh, this is what he told me. And he said, you know, he's right. I really shouldn't have taken that shot. So the kid is actually bowing down to that. He's actually succumbing to that pressure of this industry giant saying the thing to him and going along with it. And she says, you know, I don't know what he's talking about. All I did is wish him well. All I did is congratulate him, except until the audio was played. And he was caught. There were a lot of things. The list is almost endless. But, you know, from a Duke program standpoint, so the bottom line is he became all the things he protested against. And from a Duke program standpoint, there's just been a lot of really despicable losses. You can talk about greatness all you want. Look. Mike Krzyzewski is a living legend in terms of coaching the game of basketball.
That's
not up for debate. All right. But there have been many inexplicable fails, the type of fails that you don't normally see from greatness. In other words, if I have my pick of McDonald's All-American players every year, which Duke does, and every roster is filled with 4, 5, 6 McDonald's All-American players, how do I lose to Mercer in round one of the NCAA tournament? How do I lose to Lehigh in round one of the NCAA tournament? How do I lose to VCU in round one of the NCAA tournament? How? You should never, ever. You're starting every tournament as a 1 or a 2 seed. A position you cultivated by refusing to play road games. And so, when you examine your tournament resume, you should win every one of those stinking games. There should never be a loss to Lehigh or a VCU or a Mercer in round one of the NCAA. This is utterly laughable. You get to pick a player in the country. And the things that he said about it was laughable. Mercer, they're men. We made up a hip-hop song based on the ridiculous thing Krzyzewski said after losing to Mercer. Ramona. Lehigh. Mercer. VCU.
Congratulations to Mercer. Congratulations to Mercer. Mercer.
They're all seniors.
Yeah, they're not just a good team. They're an outstanding team. Outstanding team.
Seven seniors.
They're men. They're men. Yeah, I mean, they're strong. We're not that good. Mercer's not anybody. Mercer's a championship team. Championship. Mercer's a championship team. Congratulations.
Okay,
to Mercer.
Stop. Imagine for a second having a roster loaded with McDonald's All-Americans losing to Mercer and then trying to sell us that Mercer is some championship program with strong seniors that Duke just couldn't compete against. I mean, and then of course that all blew up in his face when Mercer lost the next game by 50 to Tennessee. Mercer and all their seniors. Tennessee not nearly as impressed by Mercer and all their seniors as Duke was. And so this is part of it, too. He has 3 first-round inexplicable losses and came dangerously close, balls rolling on the rim to several others. I mean, he could have 5, 6 first-round losses to nobodies, to absolute nobodies. And yes, did Lehigh have C.J. McCollum? Yeah, I knew that. Because if people remember, I picked Lehigh to beat Duke. Yes, that's right. Your humble road rage servant. Do you remember that, Ramona?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember that show? And my good friend James was going on and on about Duke. I was having to listen to Duke. And finally I said, that's it. I'm picking Lehigh. Lehigh is going to beat Duke. Duke has no answer for C.J. McCollum. And Lehigh beat Duke. So yeah, there's that mix. You know, understand, Roy Williams in his whole career never lost a first-round game until this year. And this year he was in an 8-9. It wasn't your normal first-round game. Never lost that game in his career. Quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. I have eliminated the YouTube. I've decided to end it. It's too many years
I appreciate that many of you think that that show, that song has been a part of the show for all these years. It has, and it will hold a place in our hearts, but it is officially retired now. I'm going with something more feel good from now on in this place. We'll have to settle the final version of it tomorrow, but today you'll get the uncut version. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's bow time. Help support Folds of Honor and grab a limited edition camo big bow box with 8 pieces of chicken plus biscuits, fixings, and tea. Only at Bojangles.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that soft dad bod at the beach or the pool. Come on in to Low Country Male today and we'll get that weight off, get your energy up, get your game back in the bedroom. Our plans are $200 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Mount Pleasant, and North Charleston. 850-801-MALE.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters and a game and a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Where can you get hometown service and surprisingly great insurance rates? At State Farm. Because your local State Farm insurance agent, Gene Dukes, is your one-stop shop for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop looking around. Gene is here to help you through life's big decisions and will make sure you have the coverage you and your family need. Visit on the web today at oconeeinsurance.net or call 638-1052. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Gene Dukes is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Hey, hey, my name is Jonelle, and a little thing that I love about Chick-fil-A's new Lemon Kale Caesar Salad is every tender, warm, juicy piece of grilled chicken. It's a Caesar salad, but it's different. You have the Parmesan breadcrumbs and the mixture of lemon with that romaine and kale. It's almost something I can't explain, but it'll make you want to sing. Lemon Kale Caesar!
Order the new Lemon Kale Caesar Salad on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
All the sports that spit to air. Brad and Ben in the Press Box. Weekdays from 9 till noon on The Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me.
Yes, the new seventh inning stretch road rage at the end of every show. We'll modify that a little moving forward. Dexter says, Rhoda, didn't you pick South Carolina over Duke a few years ago in the NCAA tournament too? I did. In fact, I'm glad you reminded me of that. Thank you, Dexter. He says, nice. I'm a Gamecock fan. One of my best friends who I worked side by side with at the time was a Duke fan. It was great. Yeah, you know, it's amazing how many times those picks work. Now, I did pick Lehigh. I did not pick Mercer over Duke. I think I might have picked VCU over Duke, though. I readily acknowledge I failed to recognize Mercer's manhood status, but I probably advanced Duke in that particular battle. Yeah, but so there's that. Yeah, 100%. Thank you, Texter. I'm glad you reminded me of that. Let me get to Wilbur in Georgia, or Georgia. Wilbur, how are you, Wilbur?
Hey, Walt, thanks for getting me in. This is Wilbur. This William's cousin. We've been talking some football.
Oh, yeah, William's cousin.
Yes, sir, we were talking about the players we've been getting out of the transfer portal, and William was saying he think we can beat South Carolina down here between the hedges this year because we got some good players out of the transfer portal.
Yeah, Wilbur, you got yourself confused with William for a minute. You weren't sure who is whom, but I'm glad we figured that out. Yeah, so you think you can beat South Carolina this year?
Yes, sir, because we got some more players at the transfer portal, and William was reading on the magazine that we're going to go 9 and not going to have 9 wins, and we're going to end up going back to the Chick-fil-A Bowl again.
That might be. I'm pretty confident that with your wealth of five stars, your double digit five stars, that you can you should be able to take down the Gamecocks this year. Yeah, and the Chick-fil-A Bowl could well be in sight.
Well, William was just concerned that Clemson, that's probably going to be a loss for us, and then the last time the Gamecocks come down here, they put a whooping on us, so we were concerned about that.
That's true. Yeah, it's true. You know, you got to protect those hedges.
Yes, sir. I know that William, he's still a little upset about that, but we're going to get past it, and we're going to try to have a good season this year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, 9 wins, sounds like something to shoot for.
Well, we're just going to try to see if we can't win the East, Walt, and then kind of just take it from there.
That sounds like a plan, Wilbur. Give William our best, by the way.
I will. He listens to you all the time, and he really likes all the football stuff you come up with because it educates him a little bit.
Thank you, Wilbur. Good having you back.
Thanks a lot, Walt. You have a good show. We enjoy it.
Thank you, Wilbur. Wilbur and William, Ramona. The Wink Wink Georgia fans. that's another thing, Ramona. In the world of disingenuous phonies, this stuff about those hedges always gets me. You know, Georgia protests. Right. Georgia protests when like a Georgia Tech or something or a South Carolina clips a little piece of their weeds. Look, again, those are weeds, all right? They're not hedges, okay? They're bushes. They grow. You can't stop them. I have them all over the side of my house. I try everything I can to kill them. I can't even kill them. And no, nobody send me poison prescriptions on killing them. I don't care that much. All right. My point is, you know, I can take a frigging chainsaw and cut them down to nothing. And like a few weeks later, they're exactly where they were. So don't make a big deal out of the fact that somebody cuts a little twig off your weeds. It's not that big a deal. Trust me, those things will grow back by like tomorrow. This is not like the Auburn trees. This is not Toomer's Corner. Those are weeds. All right, you people can protect them and act like they're some big deal. They're just weeds. They're invasive. You know,
yeah,
those things need a trim. Right. Those things need a trim. Those things are problematic. And so somebody cuts a little twig off your bush. Don't sweat it. But furthermore, here's the thing. The answer to the twig cutting off your bush is win. Don't lose to South Carolina at home. Don't lose to Georgia Tech and Paul Johnson at home every time you play them. With no danger of that anymore. With the cheerleader now. Don't lose. That's the answer. Don't lose. Then your weeds will stay just like they are, and you'll be happy. But lose at home, and yeah, you run the risk of somebody taking a pair of scissors to one of your twigs. Yeah. So, you know, it really is not the end of the world, no matter what you think. Let me tell you about Priority One Security. No one does security like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. You know, the last 4 years, they've matched the first $15,000 we raised in the Tigers for Tatos campaign. They wrote checks for $60,000. You know, when I first met with those people, Romano, it was an unusual meeting because all they wanted to talk about was what they could do philanthropically to be involved here in the upstate. That's all they wanted to talk about. They didn't want to talk about themselves, their services. You know, I guess they felt their reputation spoke for itself, and it has. But what really spoke to me was the type of people they were. Because, and you know, sometimes people are well-intentioned but never just never get around to things. And sometimes people just talk, and they have really no intention of delivering. These people not only wanted to talk about what they could do philanthropically, but they have backed it up in a big-time manner in this Tigers for Tatos campaign the last 4 years. That money may directly one day save a member of your family. It's cancer research money that stays right here to help prevent cancer. Testing, mobile mammography, all sorts of stuff. So these people got it done. That's not reason enough to let them protect your loved ones. This is tip of the spear technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry, ultimate professionalism. You'll know when they come out to your home or your place of business, you will know you are in the hands of the experts. They dress the part and they live the part. Look, security is a personal decision. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you that if you watch the news every day, it's an incredibly dangerous world, more dangerous than it's ever been before. If you want to protect the people who matter most in this world to you, you call my friends at Priority One. You tell them I sent you 288-1400, 288-1400. That's the way it works. You will absolutely thank me later. Call. You know, we were talking about Clemson wide receivers earlier today, and I wanted to get back to that. We really haven't had a chance to. And I started the conversation with Justin Ross and the notion of him playing slot and the fact that it gives him a two-way go and how I think he can fill that Jefferson role and really make a big impact and furthermore, make an impact in the middle of the field. Now, when you look at Clemson's receiving core, this group is immensely deep and immensely talented. they have to deliver. The proven commodities are gone when you add in Ross's condition. Now, I'm still of the opinion, based on what I've heard, that Ross is going to be a full go. But we won't know all that. We won't know all that until we until we've heard more, until we're given some certainty on it. But and so there is some uncertainty in this mix. Part of the uncertainty comes with the injury situation and the game playing situation of some of these potential stars like Ngata, like Frank Ladson. Ngata and Frank Ladson both were in COVID protocol before last season. I was concerned about that because it didn't give them time to work with Trevor Lawrence. They seemed to stay in protocol for a fairly significant period of time. And as young players, I don't think it helped them. And obviously, Ladson has had some issues with drops. And Ngata has had issues staying on the field in an array of injuries. And Ngata was so gifted that as a 6'4 wide receiver, Clemson put him back to shad kicks as a frosh. That is not the body type you normally associate with kick returner. And so what that tells you is, and you can see it in the small flashes that we've seen, is that this guy's really dangerous with the ball in his hands. I think yards after catch-wise, I think if Ngata is healthy, I think he could be a beast, an absolute beast. Ladson is more the take the top off the defense guy. And you need different body types playing different roles. But there's uncertainty there. There's uncertainty with Ross's health. There's uncertainty with Ngata and Latson's health because, again, neither one of those two guys have been able to stay on the field, and it's time. You know, listen, there's an element about football that there's a difference between being hurt and feeling pain. Sometimes you just have to play through some stuff if you want to be a football player. And I don't know whether that's the case with Ngata and Ladson. I'm not questioning their toughness or their character, but I'm saying sometimes you just have to learn how to play through things. Because, you know, once the season begins, after the first few games, nobody's 100%. Nobody. And it becomes an issue of, are you tough enough to play through pain? That's part of it. I think Ngata and Ladson have to answer those questions this year. I'm sorry, I just do. I think they're both unique talents. They came in with major expectations. Here's the good news. I think there's a lot of competition. I mean, what we saw to E.J. Williams as a frosh, and again, his body type, he wasn't physically ready for all of it. To become the type of player that I'm saying you need at wide receiver to win a national title, E.J. Williams needed more physical maturing. Now, he's had another year in a college strength and conditioning program. Therefore, I think the expectations for E.J. Williams should be enormous this year. Should be significant. And then you have Ajoa Joe. whose freakdom was absolutely confirmed all spring. This is before we talk about the Collinses, et cetera, or the Stellatos, or, you know, the point is Clemson has a really deep, talented mix at receiver. And the way I view this is there's enough competition now that if one or two guys don't stay healthy, there are other guys to fill those voids. And wide receiver is one of the reasons I think that Clemson's going to be in position to win a national title this year. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. We're done.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. A whole lot to get to in the NBA world, and that may be an understatement. So let's go out to the hotline. Welcome in a man that knows Danny Ainge very well. Was a former executive with the Suns and also the Boston Celtics, and that's our buddy and Ryan McDonough. Ryan, always appreciate the time. How you been?
Zach, I've been great. It's always great to be on with you. And, yeah, very eventful day in the NBA with the Celtics news and the four games tonight.
I was not surprised with the Danny Ainge news today. I was surprised with Brad Stevens walking away from the sideline and now going to be running the Celtics as the president of basketball operations. Was that the same feeling that you had, or were you surprised all around?
No, I agree with you, Zach. I know Danny Ainge well. We worked together for over a decade in the Celtics front office from 2003 to 2013 when I got hired by the Phoenix Suns as their general manager. So I know Danny well. We've obviously kept in touch over the years. And in the last year or so, I felt like he was a little worn down by the job. Generally speaking, Zach, this isn't specific just to Danny Ainge and the Celtics. It's been a tough year, year and a half in the NBA with the pandemic, with the uncertainty, and then the bubble in Orlando, and even coming out of the bubble, all the different protocols and the testing that every team employs, not just the players and coaches, but every person who wants to be around the team, whether it's in the practice facility or in close contact with that group at the games, have to go through. So I could tell it's the job had worn on him. 18 years to do that job at a very high level is a long time, Zach. There's a reason that only a couple guys, I think only Pat Riley and Greg Popovich have been in similar jobs longer than that, and there's a reason for it. Again, there's a short shelf life and a high burnout rate in these jobs, and I think over the last 18 years, Danny Ainge did that job as well as anybody in the league.
I hate to go there, but it doesn't seem like this is the last time he'll be involved in the game, right? You would expect him to return somewhere, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I see that speculation, and I certainly understand it. He's 62 years old. His health has gotten better in recent years, but he said today in his media availabilities that it was 2 years ago when he had the second heart attack in 2019 when the Celtics were playing the Milwaukee Bucks in the playoffs that he seriously considered, retiring or what the end would look like for him as far as leaving the Celtics. So, he loves to golf. He's a great family man. He's been a bishop in the Mormon church. He's very involved in the LDS community. So this guy has a lot going on. He's able to juggle a lot at an extremely high level. So I think in the short term, Zach, it's not something I would anticipate him doing relatively soon as far as landing with another team. But this is an energetic guy who, might be described by some as even hyperactive at times. So after he decompresses, plays a lot of golf, spends some time with his family and recharges his batteries, I would not be shocked if down the road he resurfaces with another NBA team.
Ryan McDonough, if it was his decision, do you agree with the decision Brad Stevens made today to walk away from coaching and become the president of basketball operations for the Celtics?
Well, it depends, and I hate to give a non-answer, but this coaching hire and how they transition, I think the front office is less of a transition because they have a very good staff. I worked with those guys for a long time, Danny Ainge's son, Austin, Mike Zarin, and others. So I think those guys will help Brad get acclimated. It's not like Zach, he's walking into a new organization blind and has to build an infrastructure from scratch. So I like that part of it, but I think the most important part for Brad and one that will be heavily scrutinized is the head coaching hire. Obviously the new head coach, whoever it is with the Celtics, will have a experienced, successful head coach.